He's going to run. 10, 5, touchdown, Andrew Luck.
Playing at our highest level because we know that we have it here in this locker room to be able to do that on a consistent basis.
Deep downfield for T.Y. Touchdown. T.Y. Hilton. Another great catch.
I have good communication, so when you hit the field and you go out there and you guys are on the same page, mentally, physically, you know what the guy's going to do before he does it.
It is intercepted by the Colts on the carom.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Good evening. Welcome to the Tuesday Colts Daily Update. I'm Matt Taylor here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. You can also pick us up on Colts.com, the Colts mobile app, iTunes, and on TuneIn, all the normal channels. No Bob Lamy tonight. He has the night off. The Colts themselves had the day off as well. They'll return to the practice field tomorrow, gearing up for week number two. And as for week number one, it's in the rearview mirror, and the Colts can't drive away from that fast enough. As you know by now, the Colts lost 46-9 to the Rams on Sunday, and it was the most points the Colts have allowed in a season opener since moving to Indianapolis, and the Colts have now lost 5 of 6 season openers. And the task at hand going forward is to try and avoid that 0-2 start to the season for the fourth year in a row. And you hate to start talking about playoffs and playoff implications already, but the reality is about 12% of teams that go 0-2 make it to the playoffs, dating back to 1990. So that makes Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals that more important, on top of just trying to show the rest of the NFL the Colts are much better than what they showed in week number one. Speaking of the Cardinals, the Colts are getting a break with the injury to running back David Johnson. Johnson, one of the better running backs in the league, he's going to miss 2 to 3 months with a left wrist injury, and he's set to undergo surgery later on this week. And the Colts, of course, have their own injuries to deal with. And that takes us into the injury report presented by Methodist Sports Medicine, the orthopedic specialist since 1984, team physicians of the Colts. And you, Chuck Pagano, on Monday went ahead and ruled 3 players out for Sunday's Week 2 game. Ryan Kelly still week-to-week with a foot. Andrew Luck, of course, still dealing with a shoulder. Vontae Davis will miss his second straight game with a groin injury dating back to week number 3, I believe, of the preseason. He had to exit that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers early. Chester Rogers has been dealing the last couple of weeks with a hamstring, and hopefully we find out more on his situation coming up tomorrow. Anthony Walker Jr. also has a hamstring. He left the game in the first half on Sunday against the Rams. And Antonio Morrison has a hyperextended elbow. And again, hopefully we'll find out more information on that before practice tomorrow. By the way, the Colts made a practice squad move today. They signed running back Matt Jones and released outside linebacker Garrett Sickles from the practice squad. When we come back on the show tonight, we're going to hear from Ted Monachino, Colts defensive coordinator, and we're going to get his take from Sunday's game in L.A. and how the defense is planning to move on into week number 2 against Arizona. That's next on the Colts Daily Update here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Behind every great champion is a diehard fan. And behind every fan, there's Meijer. When your tailgate calls for a last-minute sub, we're there with ham and mayo for the win. When your post-game celebration goes into triple overtime, we'll be wide open. And when your little all-star needs new equipment or your game day look needs new life, we've got you covered like an all-pro defenseman during a contract year. Because if you're the world's biggest fan, we're that friend who helps paint your chest. Meijer, your home store advantage.
When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with plumbers and steam fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site, and that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive. 17% more for your money. Visit UALocal440.org or MCAI.com for more info.
Want to make a great impression at your next tailgate? Don't be the guy who brings the veggie tray or the fruit plate. Bring the famous flavor of St. Elmo Steakhouse. Their spicy bottle cocktail sauce will turn any plain shrimp platter into a conversation starter. And their new signature flavored pack seasoning will enhance your favorite burgers, steaks, chicken, and chops. Both the cocktail sauce and signature seasoning are available on St. Elmo's website at store.stelmos.com or in your local grocery store meat and seafood department.
Hey, Hey fans, I want to take a few seconds to talk about a new service from the Indianapolis Colts. Do you want to become a Colts season ticket holder, but all the best seats are sold out? The Indianapolis Colts now offer an online service called the Colts Seat Transfer Marketplace. You can purchase the rights to sold-out seat locations from current season ticket holders. You become the new season ticket holder with the Colts for that exact seat location for the next season and future seasons. For more information about the Colts Seat Transfer Marketplace, visit the tickets page at Colts.com.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Welcome back on the Colts Daily Update. I'm Matt Taylor, and as promised, we're going to hear from Colts defensive coordinator Ted Monachino on this segment. And this is from last night's Colts Roundtable Live show, which airs every Monday during the regular season on these airwaves from 6 to 7. And Ted was a guest on the show last night as he joined Bob Lamy, and Bob asked him what he took away from the Rams game after watching the tape.
As you look at the tape, you're looking for both the positives and the negatives that you see, and there were plenty of positives. There are a lot of things we have to clean up. I think that, you know, from a run game standpoint, I think we made a big jump there. I know it's encouraging to see our big players in there setting firm edges and knocking guys back inside and tackling a good back. And it wasn't a matter of they didn't run it at us. They attempted to run it at us, and we were able to slow them down at a pretty good pace there. The other thing that we saw that we were encouraged by was we got a lot of young players, a lot of good reps, and so that'll be a big part of their growth and their maturation in the system. It's always good to get those guys in the game as soon as you can, especially in the first half, and we were able to do that with a lot of young players. So we would expect that exposure and that experience would help them grow coming down the road. Some things that we've obviously got to get better at is we can't give up big plays and we can't miss tackles. In our defense, we've got to make every tackle that's presented to us, whether it's a space tackle in the open field or whether it's a gang tackle in short space. We've got to be better tackling, and I know that that'll be a big emphasis for us this week. The other thing is that we've been so determined about, you know, since the start of the OTAs in the spring was to get some ball production, and we weren't able to do that. So for us to be a good team, it's going to require us to get some short fields for our offense, and it's that way across the league. Anybody that can create some short fields and win some turnover battles has a better chance to win, and we've got to be a big part of that.
Does after yesterday, do you change philosophies during this week at all?
Well, I don't think we can afford to do that. I think that one thing that we realize is it's difficult to make a quantum leap across the system. You know, I think that we got some things solved yesterday. I think we showed that we can play run defense. I think we showed that we can keep the ball surrounded and get it on the ground with a good back. Now we've just got to move on to the next step, and that's trying to find a way to create and generate some pass rush and some turnovers, and we've got to find a way to get some tighter matches on some of the down-the-field throws. Those are our biggest priorities going into the week.
You mentioned the young players you've got. They got a lot of reps. They saw a lot of things yesterday. How much can that help those guys moving forward?
Well, the one thing that you know now is the first game jitters don't have to happen again. They've already had that, and it should help them. It should help them a lot in moving down the road and becoming better pros and understanding that the speed of the game is the mental speed of the game, and we've got to be light years ahead next week compared to yesterday. The thing I'll tell you is, in speaking with those young players today, all of them are in a good frame of mind. None of them feel like they don't belong in this league. I think that from a consistency standpoint, that's where we've really got to make a big jump with those guys. They've got to be able to play down in and down out, and we know that they're going to get tested. So they know that, and we as a staff know that, so we've got to make sure that we manage them in a way that they can be successful more often than not.
This staff, nobody makes excuses for anything, but I think it's fair to bring up the fact you had 11 new starters yesterday, most of them hadn't even played a game, or a lot of them hadn't even played a game in the NFL. That first game, you mentioned the jitters. How much else can it help having, okay, now I know what this is all about?
Well, it makes all the difference in the world. I think that just like at every level of football, the first time a guy goes out there in whatever level it is, from junior high all the way to us, it's the same. They don't really know what to expect until they see it, and then once they've seen it once, you hope that they grow. It's got to help us. I know that's our plan, is for it to help us. I also know that it falls down to those players to take advantage of what they learned yesterday and use it in the game next week.
Your front three can be awfully good, but they don't really know each other either. They've all played in the league, but not with each other. Again, did that help that situation yesterday?
Absolutely. I think those three guys, and there's actually five of them that rolled in and out of there, and I think as long as they understand what each position is required to do, I think that each of them then understands what they have to do. If we can stay sound and we can create a nice flat square wall in the run game, regardless of what position they're playing, I think that helps us, obviously. The thing that I know is those guys play for each other. Gary's done a great job of preparing them. From a technique standpoint, they're getting better every week and every day. So we would expect that to be the same going forward.
Final question. You've got a great room coaching-wise where you are. How do those guys handle yesterday? Bounce back, ready to go today, I would assume.
Well, the thing I know is they're all great teachers, and they have the best interest of our players at heart, and we're going to put together a plan. As a group, we're going to put together a plan that fits their talent, that each guy can play well in. And I know they can't wait to get started on Arizona, but I know that there's an awful lot of good teaching going on in those meeting rooms today.
That's Ted Monachino right there with Bob Lamy from last night's Colts Roundtable Live show that airs every Monday night going forward from 6 to 7 right here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. And you heard Ted talking about the good things from the game on Sunday after watching the tape. But the directive going into week two is to make sure the good outweigh the bad against the Cardinals, and the Colts have a much better showing in front of the home crowd on Sunday. That's it for the Colts Daily Update tonight. I'm Matt Taylor, and the Colts are back on the practice field tomorrow, and we'll do it again on Wednesday, recapping the day starting at 6:45 on another show right here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Colts fans, Indianapolis Colts single game tickets are on sale now. Tickets are available for regular season games at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton!
Tickets start as low as $56. Enjoy the NFL's top-ranked game day experience for yourself at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Colts are going to win it! The Colts are going to win it!
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the players' tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby launch party, Gate 6 hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have in an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
Transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix was specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Do you have a child between the ages of 4 and 12? Sign them up today to be part of the coolest kids club in the NFL, the Colts Kids Club. Members will receive a personalized membership kit, quarterly newsletters delivered right to your door, and invitations to exclusive kids club events such as the Kids Club Halloween Party at Lucas Oil Stadium. Log on to Colts.com/kids to register today. That's Colts.com/kids. Become a member today. The Colts Kids Club is strengthened by Riley Children's Health at Indiana University Health.